verse 77.
זוג די גמורה מנוע נמילה שדמיש נשתת קייטס פוסט צור הסיים הויסו ביטו יחס הרי אלו פויטר צור הסיים וצור צור הסיים עד סוף כל האוילה אז די גמורה פרק מנוע נמילה ומורים we know that the פויטר צור הסיים צורה שסז מנוע נמילה דצור הצור הפטור that the Erva is potur, that part of the Torah, we learn from Litzro, from Rebbe. Aber Mino and Emile, that Tzora, Tzora is potur. Zog di Gemara Omar Rav Yude, the Omar Kro Litzro. Ha-Toro Ripso, Tzora is Harve. The Apostle could have said Lotzu, so steht Litzro, Ha-Toro Ripso, Tzora is Harve. Ha-Toro Ripso, Tzora is Harve. Ravashi Omar Zog di Gemara Svore. צורה מייטאי מהסירה עד במוקים הרבה קיים צורה צורה נמי במוקים הרבה קיים אז פעם עושים, what is the סבור? זה שתו תירוצים in the Gemara one תרצה זה גזיר עשה כוסוב, ליצרוי and one תרצה זה צה סבור לא רשי, רשי זה נעד מאז בנעד בודד זה גזיר עשה כוסוב נעד בודד זה סבור תייסס and that base עמוד א' and that תייסה ראש ביוס they ask on רשי רשי says מנוע נמילה זאת רשי מנוע נמילה, זה צור הצור הפטורו. זה צור הצור הפטורו. פרק תאיספס, מנוע נמילה, זה צור הצור הפטורו? זה גמור עד אבגים אל עמוד בייס, זה ברייסה, אין לי הן, אלו צור עושה מניין, תעמוד להם על יצרה. זה ברייסה. So you could say that אין לכן אמי, רב יודה means the ברייסה. כזה רשי לי אוסה says, ליצרה הוא צור יש הרבה. Aber der Tisaroschen, Tisas, bei Ike, stell der Kasche, aber Rav Ashi. Rav Yudah, lass mir sagen, dass Rav Yudah means the same Zvore, the same Drosche, that the Breis hat gemeintet auf Gimel Amud Beis. Eli Elohem, Zorosem, in ein, Eloh, Zorosem, Zorosem, in ein, dann muss man Litzro. Und Rashi says, in auf Gimel Amud Beis, Zoris Harbe. Das ist eine Chanami. Kein sein, dass das ist gut für die Drosche. Zoris Harbe, es ist ein Learned Out von dir. Kein sein, dass das ist gut für die Drosche. בסדר, זה כן זה עד ראש, אבל רב אשי עשה זה סבורי. זה תייסס זה זכוי לי כפר אשי. אז בפור עושים את תייסס לא נפשט. אז דגוין, אין דו גימל עמוד בייס, הוא נעשה את תייסס הראש ביוס, ברינגס דאם בשם דה בהג, תדוויס תייס רשי הוא נעד גוירס אין גימל עמוד בייס, מנוע נמילה. This Gemara by Rashi, Nish Givena Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Ein Li Elohem, Ein Li Tzorosem, Tzoros Tzorosem Minai. That Gemara and Tzoros Tzoro, Lefi Rashi, Nishto Asa Gemara. Nishto a Gemara of Tzoros Tzoro. No Gemara. Bemele, the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Beis only knows Erve and a Tzoro, and Tzoros Tzoro, Taki the Gemara by us is looking for a Moker, and there's no Moker, they go and fixes the Gilsa and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Lashoyin Es Rashi Dir, Nabisil, Nabisil, Rashi says, Litzro Tzor is Harbe Mashma. It's a bit so schwer, how they go in. But as I said, they go in. That Rashi was not greatest in Gimel Amud Beis, Tzor is Tzor. The male Tzor is Tzor Alei, we learn that Gimel Amud Beis, En Li Elohi, Oleo, Ve Litzro. Tzor is Tzor is a sugi in Gimel Yud Gimel. And what is the sugi, Atake? So Rabbi Yudha holds, Litzro Tzor is Harbe Mashma. Litzro Tzor is Harbe Mashma. Das ist der Drosche von Rabbi Yudha. Tzor is Harbe Mashma. And Rav Ashi holds it's a svore. What is the svore? So Rav Ashi doesn't say nothing pshat in the svore. The Loshna Gemara is Rav Ashi omar svore. Tzora maitai measire bimokim erbekaim. Tzora tzora nami bimokim erbekaim. Tzora maitai measire bimokim erbekaim. Tzora tzora nami bimokim erbekaim. What is the svore? So there's two ways to learn the svore. One way to learn like Rav Kiveiga. That after the Tzorah is also she's a Ishesach, and maybe now the Ishesach of the Tzorah and the Nefila Shmiya could part of the second Tzorah. So the Erbedike Ishesach, the Nefila Rishayna she was Nismai, now she's a Ishesach, and the Ishesach could part of the Nefila Shmiya. The Ishesach could part of the Nefila Shmiya. The לפני שזרקת באת בנפיל השנייה. This is the pashtus. סבור לצורי מהתאי מהסיר דמוקי מהר וקיים שיהזה איסור איש הסך. שיהזה איש הסך שסך במילה שפטוס דעוז לצור. אבל בקשה איז, אך מן רב קיבהגר, אז בקשה עלי. It's a kasha from Rabbi Kiveiger. Why you need a pasuk on Tzora Tzora after the Tzora is also mitzad Eish Esach, made the Eish Esach could part of the Tzora, then the Tzora Tzora ben afilo shnir misvore. And first, so Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Manu Shari, you have to see a teretz of Rabbi Kiveiger's kasha. It's about Rabbi Ashi and Rabbi Yudah Acholik and Rabbi Kiveiger's kasha. And second of all, the kasha is, the Gemara doesn't mention nothing. Rabbi Kiveiger himself had to say, I'm asking a kasha, as Rabbi Yudah said this pshat, Rabbi Ashi said this pshat, I'm asking why everyone else needs a pasuk, so the svore from Rabbi Ashi is a glatte svore. And Rabbi Kiveiger is mashma, that does nish given the svore from Tzora Tzora. That because the Tzora is also Eish Esach, the Eish Esach could part of the Tzora. Rabbi Kiveiger is mashma, that the Gemara didn't mean mitzad Eish Esach. What is the teretz of the Eish Esach? Dr. Rafa teretz, why is no Eish Esach? Now what is the avon in the Gemara? So Rabbi Kiveiger is mashma, like it's mashma no biskirov, the pshat is a zay. Tzora may time asu o de bemoki merve kaime. Like the biskirov said, oisres, the tzora became like a erve. She became a shame erve, she became a shame bitoy. She became a shame bitoy, as if a bitoy could patter the tzora, so the tzora could patter the tzora. That's it, the Gemara. So no, Chama, lefi Rashi, we're speaking on tzora tzora. Dainu, the erve patter the tzora, now the tzora married a different brother and he dies, so the tzora patters the tzora. Rabbi Yudah learns from a posuk, litzor, tzora is arbe mashma, and Rabbi Ashi learned from Svore. What is the Svore? So other Rabbi Kiveiger, that the Pshat is, well, after the Tzora became Potter, Benefil Rishon, she became Eish Esach, and Benefil Shnir, like Lashon Es Rashi, Alemol, the Eish Esach, Patas, the Tzora, Benefil Shnir. Although the Pshat is not, the Svore is, Erba, Mokim Tzora, Mokim Erba, Kaime, the Pshat is, she became a Bitoi, so as if a Bitoi Patas, the Tzora, the Erba also Patas, the Tzora. But Tesis and Tesarosh learned that that's not the Pshat in the Gemara, because they don't want to raise the Gilse. And the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis has a pasuk in Tzora Tzora. Dainu misvore, we don't say that after the Erva asa the Tzora will asa the next Tzora. You need a pasuk. Lekula alma, you need a pasuk. Does it the sugi in Gimel Amud Beis? Ein li Elohim tzoroseh minayin, el li Elo tzoroseh em, tzora tzoroseh minayin. Tamud leim al litzroch. Zog teisis in Beis Amud Aleph, in the Tesarosh Bayos. The Gemara is asking a kashe on Tzora Tzora Tzora. Atzef kolayilom, the erve patters the tzora, and the tzora ben afilo shniya patters her tzora. And how we know that that tzora weiter patters the tzora? How we know that that tzora weiter patters the tzora? From where we have a moker to that? When of them zog the gemara by us two tirutzim. One teretz gzeres hakosu, litzroir tzora isar b'mashma, litzroir meloshen rabin, ein ladov osoif, atzef kolayilom. Rav Ashi says a svor. What is the svor? So here already Tesis has the mazgur. We need a pasuk that the erva patters the tzora. And that the first tzora patters another tzora, we weiter need a pasuk. But that the fourth one, the third tzora patters the third tzora, 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 here's the svore. What's the svore? So Tesis says like this. It's a loshna Tesis on that base, and loshna Tesis arosh by us. The erva, the bitoy patters the tzora. He dies, the erva and tzora is potu. The other brother married the tzora, and he dies, that tzora patters the tzora also. Gzera sakosu. Now, a third brother married the Tzora, and now she has to part of the Tzora. Of them, Rabbi Yudah holds his apostle. Rabbi Ashi says it's a Tzvor. What is a Tzvor? Tzora b'mokim erbe kaime. Tzora b'mokim erbe kaime. We're speaking in Tzora Tzora. How you read the Gemara? I want to explain. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara is this. We're speaking erbe patas the Tzora. How we know that the Tzora patas the Tzora. So erbe and a Tzora. Erve patas the tzora. Misvore, tzora b'mokim erve kaime, so she patas weiter. Aber lefine thesis, erve patas the tzora, and the tzora patas the tzora is a puzzle. And now we're claiming if this tzora could patter weiter. If this tzora could patter weiter. So if that tzora could patter weiter or not, we say a svore. Zat a svore, what is the svore? They tell me, mistom it, it carries on. But the Lashon HaGemara is Tzora b'mokim erve kaime. What are the shaychus to the words Tzora b'mokim erve kaime? The words don't connect. What is Tzora b'mokim erve kaime? What are the shaychus of Tzora b'mokim erve kaime? There's no shaychus. Zog teisus pshatis hazei. The Gemara says Tzora b'mokim erve kaime. The Svora says like this. Hashem said that the erva patters the tzora, and Hashem said that the tzora patters the tzora. Why Hashem said that the tzora patters the tzora? But the tzora is a numa leishasach. Why she patters the tzora? The teretz is b'mokim erva kaime. She became so chamur like the erva. So tzora tzora also became so chamur b'mokim erva. B'meile the tzora tzora is so chamur that she will patter her tzora. So it's mamish two ways how to read the lashon of Gemara. Lefi Rashi we say like this: Tzoro my time asira de b'mokim erva kaime. B'meile the tzora tzora also is also. This is the svara. Tzoro my time asura de b'mokim erva kaime. She's a shesach. B'meile tzora tzora nami asura. She asks the tzora tzora. Lefi Taisus, Taisus reads the Gemara like this: Tzoro my time Hashem asur de b'mokim erva kaime, and this is the reason she asur the tzoro. So al kochu the tzora tzoro is also so chomur. So b'meile al kochu she will patter. Lefi Rashi the svara tzora tzoro nami b'mokim erva kaime means nami also. Lefi Taisus tzora tzoro nami b'mokim erva kaime, she's also so chomur. So b'meile mistaber that she will also patter weiter. These are the two ways to read the Gemara. So the Gemara weiter. State in Mishnah that all of the arayas patter the tzora. But if the erva dies before the hainu, my brother is married to my daughter, and my brother dies, I can't do yibum to the daughter. But not only to the daughter I can't do yibum, I can't do yibum to the tzora. But if my brother, if my daughter died, or my brother divorced my daughter before he dies, so then, she nishkin tzora serve. That's the Mishnah. V'kulam emeis or ishamianu. So nimtza aylani is tzora seyem utorois. And for all different reasons, it's a mekach toys, or it's a divorce, or it's a gerushin. So my daughter is not married to my brother, so she doesn't patter the tzora. Zog di gemor. Keitzan imeisu hein tzora seyem utorois. It's a small sugya be'etzem, but it changes the ganze lomdes, and the ganze avone, and the ganze masechti. Zog the Gemara, ve'afilu konas ve'lebasoif girish. The Gemara means to say like this. It's two chetimtzes that we could understand pshat in this halacha that if my daughter that is married to my brother patters the tzora, but if she died or he divorced her, she doesn't patter the tzora. The Gemara has two tzedolim. When she doesn't patter the tzora, one side that she doesn't patter the tzora only if the pshat my brother divorced her or she died before my brother married the tzora. Abeluya too, my brother was already married to the tzora and my daughter. Even if my daughter dies or he divorces her, she was already a tzora serve, and when my brother dies, I can't do yibum. This is the suffix from the Gemara. Avad the pashas mecheteise. So that is the Gemara. Ve'afilu konas ve'lebasayv girish. Even if my brother first married another wife and then he divorced my daughter and then my daughter died, afilu hachi, she's muta. This is what the Gemara understands. That if b'shas nefile, my daughter is not by my brother, misa mapeles as muta. Frag the Gemara, in the Braise steht nicht, dass gimel achim, shnayim nesuim b'sachio, is v'aches noch in ochis, girish echo mi bele achio, is first my brother, divorced my wife's sister. V'meis anos in ochis, v'konsa amegarish v'meis, zeu sho'am rushim, meis anis garish, v'tzoreseye mutorois, taime de girish, v'achar kach konas, aval konas v'achar kach girish lo'i. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Tavri, Misha Shona Zu, Lai Shona Zu. Haitane Sovar, Ar Mishne, Misa Mapeles. Vaitane Sovar, Nesu, Ima Rishoni, Ima Pili. Ar Tane holds Misa Mapeles, Bemele, Vishas, Misa, my daughter is not married to my brother, Sinishkin Tzora Selve. Omar Lamadova, Nesu, Ima Rishoni, Ima Pili. So Bemele, the Nesu, from the beginning of my Pili, Bemele, she was a Tzora Selve. Chelik from the Nesu, she was a Tzora Selve. רוב אמר לו אילום חתנו וזו יצורך להם הזוגתות עבד לכול העל ממיס עם הפלס the price of you is love דווקא רוב it doesn't want us to be among the עומד הנשויים הראשונים so the Gemara says that among the עומד ממיס עם הפלס עבד we look בשעס מיסה she's not a צורה סלווה she was a צורה סלווה before but my daughter is divorced or died ומלס נשכן צורה סלווה and my number of the Nesuim are appealing, while in the middle of the Nesuim she was a Tzora Selva, so while in the middle of the Nesuim she was a Tzora Selva, but maybe she patters the Tzora. Maybe she patters the Tzora. Das ist der Gemara. Na, der Loschen Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, das ist im Selbst, wo du steigst Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. Besen, der Loschen had to be Tchilas HaNesuim, or Misam Apeles, das ist Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. Im Tchilas HaNesuim Apilim, she was Nesro, she was a Tzora Selve Amol. If it's not Tchilas HaNesuim, it's Misam Apeles, it's good. הלושן נשואים הראשונים הפילים, נשכן הזה הגות השפרח, נשואים הראשונים הפילים. It's not really the right words to say נשואים הראשונים הפילים. זוג תאיסווס, that בעצם, this lotion comes from the Gemara in קוף חס עמוד בייס, קוף תס עמוד א'. What is the Gemara in קוף חס, קוף תס? The Gemara says a person has two brothers married. One of them divorces his wife and remarries. And now he dies. Rabbanon says he does Yibum. Rab Lezer holds he can't do Yibum. Zog the Gemara, what is the machlokes? Rabbanon holds Mitzvah Mapelis. B'meile, now he could do Yibum. You either he was married and divorced her. Now Lemaisa he dies. B'meile, he could do Yibum. Rab Lezer holds Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. So Be'etem, she falls Le'yibum from the first marriage. When she got divorced, she was Nesro. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. That's the Gemara. So the Madama, Misa Mapeles, she falls from the second marriage. Maybe you could do Yibum. But the Madama, the Suim Arishonim Apilim, is a Zike from the first marriage. And he divorced and he remarried her. But in the middle she was divorced was a reason for Yibum, and she became Nesro. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. Nasi de gemo. Kemu she nesra shach, as nesra elamis. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, no, kula alma hold misa mapeles. The reason Rabbi Lezer doesn't let to remarry her to do yibum, because people don't know that she remarried, and people will think that you married Eish Esach. Stam agzeire de Rabbanon. It's interesting, Rabbi doesn't like that no one will hold nesuim arishonim apilim. Also by us, Rove was doichas in Ishtok and Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. And there it's also Rove. Rove holds Misa Mapeles. He's not even masking us with Zayin Ein Tane as held Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. So Rove is allemal doichas at Zayin of Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. But mikol mekoyim, the Gemara, Abai is out there, Nesuim Arishonim Arishonim Apilim. So this is the two Gemaras that we have. So by us, Einach Naim is not Nesuim Arishonim, it's Tchilas on Nesuim Apilim. There is Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. By us, it's Tchilas on Nesuim Apilim. But this is one Yisoy. So when we see the Gemara in Kufches Kuftes, Kimat Neshoynes Gemara Mefuroshim, what is the Avodah? That the Madama Nesuim Arishonim Apilim is a Nefila Mitchilas HaNesuim. Meaning if she got divorced in the middle, and then he remarried her, so it was Nesro B'Shas the divorce. Kevin She Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elomis. Kevin She Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elomis. Meaning you can't take her. She was Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elomis. So the Nefila was only when he died. The male is no Nesro. Going back to our sugya, she was a Tzoras Elva in the middle of the marriage, and now she's not a Tzoras Elva. The Madama Misa Mapeles, now she's not a Tzoras Elva. The Madama Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, she was a Tzoras Elva in the beginning. So then she was Nesro Shoachas when she was a Tzoras Elva. So you write that now she's not also. Mikol Mekim, she could fully Yibu. So this is the Pashtus HaGemara. So I want to make it clear. The Pashtus HaGemara, the Avon and our Gemara, if we don't have to learn no different Gemaras, then the man Omar, Nesuim HaRishonim Apilim, he was married to my daughter. So the daughter patted the Tzora. Nesro. Now he divorced her. She Nesro. Now the Fila has to be from the beginning. It's Nesro. The man Omar, Misim HaPeles, what did you know what was? Now Bishas the divorce, she's not a Tzora Sish, Tzora Sbitoi, I can marry her. The same thing there. Bishas, if he remarried her. The man Omar, Nesuim HaRishonim, she was Nesro. Bishas Gerushim. The man Omar, Misim HaPeles, she was never Nesro. This is the Glatzkite, without no achroinim, without no rishonim, without no kashes, two klore gemores, nesuim arishonim apilim, and if you see Loshon Rashi by us, tana de brais asomar nesuim arishonim sharisho nisos lebailam apilim oiso. Hirkach mishenas es toras erve shoachas, asuro ilomis. Asuro ilomis. She's nesro. Manoma miso mapeles, there's no shachis at the beginning, bishas miso is no toras erve, there's no nesro. Those are the pashtos advo. The problem is like this. If you learn Pshat, that the first man the Omar holds, Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, Bemele was Nesro, because she was a Tzora Serve. And man the Omar Misim Apel, so there's no Nesro, because she was never Nefele Yibu. She was never Nefele Yibu. And this is the reason, dear also, she's divorced. Man the Omar Nesuim Arishonim is Nesro, because the Nesuim is Mapilim, and Bishas Gerushin, she was Nesro, and man the Omar Misim Apel, she's not Nesro. Fregt Rebbe Cholan Akasha. It's the Aleph Beis Kasha. Every Isha that had kids, and the kids died, every Yovam that have kids, and the kids die, now when he dies, he doesn't have kids, why they follow Yivum? It's Mefurish. that they fall in Yibum. Only if Ben Eloi b'shas Misa, if he has a kid b'shas Misa, but if he had kids and the kids died before he died. It's before Shin Yerushalmi and it's before Shin Gemara's by us. About that you do Yibum. The whole Shaila, if he has a kid and the kid dies later, Mishkinakinayam, that's the second parent. What if the kids die? If the kid died before he dies and he dies without kids, you do Yibum. In the first couple of years, he had kids. So the wife was Nesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. She was Nesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. So what is that on it? What is the husband? After a year she had a kid, she became Asur Le'ibum. You right now, the kid died, she's Mutar Le'ibum. Nesra Shachas, Nesra Elamis. Why we don't say Nesra? Why we don't say Nesra? This is Ein Kasha from Rabbi Elchanan. Okay, with Sa'ora Simen Vav. Second Kasha. We have one more case of Nisuyim Rishonim Apilim. Tesis in the Flamet. We have Halton Kopp in this Tesis. Tesis says like this, that even the Mandama Nisuyim Rishonim Apilim, so the Gemara says by us that if my brother is married to my daughter, even if my daughter dies or divorce, before my brother dies, it's also because Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis, because there was a time in between that she was also. And at that time she became Nesro. We asked the Kasha for Oyu Leibonim. Ain't Kasha. Zog Taisis, the Chiddush of the Gemara of Nisuyim Rishonim Apilim is only in that case. My brother is married to my daughter, and my daughter dies. I can't marry the Tzoro, even that now she's not a Tzoras Elbe, but yesterday she was a Tzoras Elbe. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elomis. Zog Taisis, but what would it be if his two brothers married two sisters? Two brothers married two sisters. And then, the brother that is living now, his wife died. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. Shimon's wife died. Same. Now Reuven dies. Shimon could do Yibum to Eishes Reuven or not? So like Taisus, Avada yet? Again, Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. And Shimon's wife dies. The halacha is Eishes Achos Ishes Bechayer. When my wife dies, I'm allowed to marry her sister. My brother is married to the sister, but my wife is dead. And my brother dies, I'm allowed to do Yibum. Even Lemando Oman Nesuyim Arishonim Apilim. Even Lemando Oman Nesuyim Arishonim Apilim. What am I allowed to do? In the case my brother is married to my daughter, and my daughter dies, so Yerem stays a Tzora Selva. Even though now it's not a Tzora Selva, yesterday she was also, she stays also. But if my brother is married to my wife's sister and my wife dies, so vow she's mutter already, I'm allowed to do Yibum now. As this is taste in the flamet. To a maskil v'nesro olav shorachas. V'yashloim adolei me'ani le'meima nesuim ha'apilim elan inan shimoyso tzoraser v'shorachas shuv ein lo heter. Aval pishu b'shas nefile kvar ein lo tzoraser v'. Aval kan mishum nesuim ha'apilim lo inachshevenu kilu noflo b'chai ishtoi. Mishum achis isho. Zaktaisa she's muta. Fregt Rebbe Elchanan, if it's Nesro, so I don't understand. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters, Rochel and Leo. Leo dies and Reuven dies. Reuven wants to take Rochel, so then she's allowed to. I assume Rishonim Apilim is allowed to. What he's not allowed to is, if his brother married his daughter and the daughter dies, so the Tzoras Elbe stays off. Now we're supposed to be shot in there. But if the Lomdus is Poshut, it's Nesro. If this is the way we look at it, as Sidon Nesro. If the way we're looking at the Sidon Nesro, Sidon Nesro, what is the difference? My brother is married my wife's sister, and my wife dies. You write that the Isha is Mutar, but while she was Nesro Shorachas, she's Nesro Elomis. What is the Chilek if my brother is married Achis Isha and my wife dies? We say, now Achis Isha is Mutar, because Achisisha Bechayer, then she was Asur Le'ibum. She was Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. These are the two kashas of Rebbe Elchanan. So, Nochamot, to me, ask the Dvorah before we start to say the Avonis. We have Mitzadechot Argim Morah that state Claude that if she was a Tzoras Erve, Le Mandama, Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, the Nesro starts Mechaim. Because there's a Nefilim Mechaim. There's a Nesro Mechaim. And the same thing, if she was divorced, she became an Esra, because then she was not Eimer Leibu. So Mitzad Yachor, we see the Manama Nesuim HaRishonim Apilim, Pasta Nesra. Pasta Nesra. Mitzad Yachor. And Mitzad Sheini, we have two Gemaras, and we see Klo, that we don't say Nesra. If she had kids, and the kids die, we don't say Nesra. And she's allowed to do Yibum now. And we go Basar Shas HaMisa. And the same thing Taisa says in the Vlamet, that if she was married to Achisisho, and my wife dies, and Achisisho now is Mutter, I'm allowed to marry her. Only in Tzora Selve. We have to know what is the Pshat in Tzora Selve. Or better, I'm allowed to marry her. This is the Shverka. Mikoyach dem, Rabbi Seinu came to say Al Korchoch, Mikoyach dem, Rabbi Seinu came to say, that al kolchoch, the avon in the sugi is not kipshuta. The avon in the sugi is not kipshuta. And there's different ways, and be'etzem, it's a sugi of nisuim rishonim apilim. We don't have really tfisa in the sach. But we'll try, it's different as beirim, how to arrain zetz the gemorah. We'll see, every hesber has his klorkeit. The first hesber, the miyachas to Reb Chaim, before the Reb Chola, the first hesber is azeh. The first Hezbollah says this. Avade un avade is no Nesro Mechayim. Nesro is when the Yevomo falls le Yibum, kol Yevomo she'in ani koyrebo b'shas nefila, Yevomo yovo yaleo Nesro ilomis. When someone is living, it's no Nesro. For a lot of reasons. It's no chisson and darki noyam, it's no nefila. Pas nishke Nesro bichlal. So the first kasha we ask, why when she had kids and the kids died, why she's mutter leibum? Why not? She's a lot of nesuim harishonim apilim. Now she's oimed leibum. She's oimed leibum. No nesro, now she's mutter leibum. So nesuim harishonim apilim, so what? Tchilas nesuim is mapilim. It's not musig of nesro. Even when a person dies, if he has kids, and then the kids die, without nesro, she will do the yibum then, right? Why not? So be'etzem, on Nesro, you could do Yibum. In the middle of the kids die, you could do Yibum. So be'etzem, it's no Nesro. So the first Yisoid is, the first Malach is, it's no Nesro Mechayim. Sinishtar is a Musik Nesro Mechayim. If Sinishtar is a Musik for Nesro Mechayim, if it's no Musik Nesro Mechayim, so be'etzem, you could do Yibum. So be'etzem, the first Kasha for Reb Chonon is not a Kasha. And the second kasha is also not a kasha. She was achrisisho. But now my wife died. Achrisisho l'achar misas ishtei is muter. It's no nesro. So first you say this, we're saying it's no nesro. So nishtar is a musig nesro mechayim. It's no zike mechayim. It's no nesro mechayim. So what is the pshat in our gemara? It's our gemara needs pshat. The gemara says that my daughter is married to my brother, even if my daughter dies or divorced, I'm not allowed to marry the Tzor, Lamadova Nesuim HaRishonim, because she was a Tzor HaSelveh. She was, but she's not a Tzor HaSelveh anymore. She was a Tzor HaSelveh, but she's not a Tzor HaSelveh anymore. So what is the Avon HaSadvorim? What is the Avon HaSadvorim? Zog Reb Chaim Azeh, Abba Hatzah Hengut. He says, what is the difference, Lamadova Nesuim HaRishonim HaPilim, and Lamadova Misa HaPeles? We're saying avada the nefila is b'shas misa. The nefila is not before. The nefila is b'shas misa. If the nefila is b'shas misa and not before, so this reason is no nesro, no vos. Man the omar nesuim harishonim apilim holds that the sibas nefila starts from the beginning. Meaning to say, what is mechayev yibum? You could say when I die. Nesuim harishonim, nesuim apilim means the whole marriage is mechayev yibum. Not the misa is mechayev yibum, the marriage is mechayev yibum. But the nefila is when he dies. Oh, but the marriage is mechayev yibum. If the marriage is mechayev yibum, that's a hangut. If the marriage is mechayev yibum, and before the marriage you're not chayev yibum, no, the marriage is mechayev the yibum. Aber azei mekitzogin azei. B'shas that she was married, my daughter was married to my brother. And that time is the time that is Mechayev Yibum. If that is the time that is Mechayev Yibu, if that is the time that is Mechayev Yibu, so she got a Shem Tzoras Erve. I'll be masked. What is the Tzoras Erve about? Your brother dies, he's married to your daughter, so you're not allowed to marry the Tzor. But he's not married anymore. He was married. This is called Tzoras Erve, right? Now your daughter dies, you're allowed to marry the Tzor? No, because she's the Tzoras Erve. Right? Even if the Moshe, my brother dies, he's married to my daughter, and he dies, I can't marry the Tzor. After a couple of years, eventually she dies. But you can't marry, because she's a Tzor HaSelv. Man, the Oman Nesuim HaRishonim HaPinim holds, the Shem Tzor HaSelv, when you kivea the Shem Tzor HaSelv, the Shem Tzor HaSelv is Nikva, Mishas HaNesuim, Val the Nesuim is Simas HaNefile, Val the Nesuim is Simas HaNefile, so the Shem Tzor HaSelv is Chal B'Shas HaNesuim. So even if my daughter dies, but she bleibt a Tzor HaSelv. She's a Tzor HaSelv, as even if it's Kirov. She gets a Shem Tzor HaSelv. What is a Tzor HaSelv? She was a Tzor with the Erv. When she has to be a Tzor with the Erv? When my brother is dead, she's not anymore. She was. But doesn't the Aloch and Yibum, if this wife was a Tzor with the Erv, she's Patur. Even if she was once a Tzor with the Erv, she has a Shem Tzor HaSelv. The time to measure if she's called a Tzor HaSelv or not is Shas HaNefile. The time to measure if she's called a Tzor HaSelv or not is the Shas HaNesuim. So while she was a Tzor HaSelv, the man she patters the Tzor gets a Shem Tzor HaSelv, and while the Tzor gets a Shem Tzor HaSelv, the man the Tzor is potter. The man the Tzor is potter. So we must go to the Dvorim Devar. So we're saying like this. It's no Nesro Mechaim. We're not handling a Sugi of Nesro Bichlal. We're not handling a Sugi of Nesro Bichlal. There's no Shaykhis to Nesro. We're not handling Nesro in our Sugi. There's no Nesro Mechaim. Maybe she has kids. Now she doesn't have kids. So she's Mutar Leibu. She was a Chosisha. Now she's not a Chosisha anymore. So she's Mutar Leibu. She's Mutar Leibu. Oh, but if she was a Tzor HaSelve, it's a new Ptur that is called Tzor HaSelve. Tzor HaSelv is Ptur Meibu. When she gets the tag, when she gets the name, Ich bin a Tzor HaSelv. If she's with the Erva together. When she has to be with the Erva together, to get the Shem Tzor HaSelv. When she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelv. The whole time she has to have the Shem Tzor HaSelv? Not the whole time she has to have the Shem Tzor HaSelv. If she was with the Tzor together, she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelv. If she was with the Tzor, she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelv. So the male of Valam and Oman Nesuim HaRishonim, she was with the Tzor together, the male she got a Shem Tzor HaSelv. What? What is the Shem HaChisisha? I don't understand. How a person can get a Shem HaChisisha Bichlal? How a person Bichlal can have a Shem HaChisisha? HaChisisha every time. If your wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister? Yeah. So the male, now you're allowed to marry the sister. Tzor HaSelv is the Tzor of the Erv is also. So if the Tzor of the Erva is also, so I have a Shem Tzor HaSelv. What? So what? But she's a Tzor HaSelv. What's it? That's a problem. Maybe you're right. As she's a Tzor HaSelv. The Erva then became a Tzor. The Bitri stayed a Bitri. Reb Chaim was Moisif HaYisofa here. Herzachayim Gutz. It's a Sharf HaChelik from Reb Chaim. Lefit this Abana, we have to clear one more thing. What happens? What will happen? My brother is married to my wife's sister. Tesis and the Flamet. So we said, if my wife dies, I'm allowed to marry the Achisisha. Why am I allowed to marry the Achisisha? Why not? There's no Nesro, now she's Muta. This was the Zman of Tzor HaSelv. So if my brother is married to my daughter, even if my daughter is not dear anymore, the Tzor has the Shem Bitoy. So the Shem Bitoy stays. But if he's married to Achisisha, The Achisisha is Muta. The male is no Nesro. The male is no Nesro. Klal Reb Chaim, what would be in that case if Tesis? Two brothers are married two sisters. And my wife dies. So Tesis says that I'm allowed to marry the Achisisha. Why? She's not Achisisha. And we explain there's no Nesro Mechai. If there's no Nesro Mechai, the male is no problem. I'm allowed to marry her. Klet Reb Chaim, what would be if she had a Tzor? If she had a Tzor, the Achisisha. Reuben and Shimon are married two sisters, and Reuben also has another wife. Now Shimon's wife dies, and now Reuven dies. So Taisa says he's allowed to marry the Achuz Tisha because she's not an Erbe. But her Tzorah is already a Tzorah's Erbe. Her Tzorah is already a Tzorah's Erbe. If her Tzorah is already a Tzorah's Erbe, so you're allowed to take the Tzorah's Erbe? What? Achuz Tisha was an Erbe. She gave a shame Tzorah's Erbe. If we say the shame Tzorah's Erbe, the man of one is three months, you're appealing, goes from then, so she got a shame Tzorah's Erbe from then. What? A minute. So Reb Chaim said in the beginning, maybe ain't a chenami. Maybe ain't a chenami. The Tzorah be also. So Reb Chaim said, no. If the Tzorah is also, so the Achuz Tisha is a Tzorah Tzorah. So the Achuz Tisha is back, a Tzorah Tzorah. So if that, no, come on. Taisa said that the Achuz Tisha herself is Mutter. Why the Achuz Tisha herself is Mutter? Because there's no Nesro Mechaim. And what our sugi is an Andri is so, that the Shein Tzoras Erva, Levan Amal Nesruim Al Yishenim Apilim, when you measure what is called a Tzoras Erva, you measure B'Shas Nesruim. You don't measure B'Shas Misa. So she herself, she's Muta, she's Muta. Shein Tzoras Erva, you get a shame. So if you get a shame Tzoras Erva, so Reb Chaim wanted to say, L'chua the Tzorah be Asu, L'fi his Avane. If the Tzorah is Asu, so B'mele, L'chua she herself will be Asu, Mitzat Torso. The Shalim is Mutter also. So Epsher ain't a chenami. And the Taisus is talking that it's not so. Kubei says, Shisach min afil azu. But this is Reb Chaim's Mahalach. This is Reb Chaim's Mahalach that Be'etzem ain't a chenami. This is the Hesber. So the Hesber is that there's no Nesro. And the Avon is only that the Shem Tzoras Erve. The Shem Tzoras Erve is Chal. As even if he us, every time you have to know Tzoras Erve, when the brother is dead, Be'etzem is not Tzoras Erve anymore. She's not married together. She was married. She was married then. Ledidan also. They never married now. They were married. They were married. That's enough for Tzoras Erva. But if she herself is Muta, she's Muta. The Shem Tzoras Erva is measured then. If the Shem Tzoras Erva is measured then, so then you have the Shem Tzoras Erva. And this Hesber of Reb Chaim, even though it's Gishmak and it's glatt, the Shverket and this Hesber is, the Shverket and this Hesber is as it. The Shverket is as it. Lechura de Gemara in Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes doesn't make sense. So what is the pshat in the Gemara in Kuf Ches, Kuf Tes? That if a brother is married, your brother has married a lady, he divorced her, and he remarried, and he dies. Your brother, normal Nashi, no Arayas. He's married a lady, he divorced her, and he remarried her, and he dies. Zok Rabbanon, you could do Yibu. Zok Rablezer, you cannot do Yibu. So the Gemara, you know why you can't do evil? Nesuim Rishonim Apilim. What is the Shaychus? There's no Nesro, there's no Nefila Le'ibum, there's no Nesro. If we learn that there's no Nesro, so if there's no Nesro, so why you can't do evil now? What is the problem? If before we learn Nesro, it's very Gishmak. So besides the divorce, she was Nesro, gave she Nesro, Shoachas, Nesro Elonis. But if we learn now that there's no Nesro, so if it's taken no Nesro Bichlal, Lemanor Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, yeah? There's no Nesro Bichlal. If it's no Nesro Bichlal, so why are you not allowed to remarry her? What could be the Chisorim to remarry her? So the Chazanish is Meramis, that Ein Echanami, who said that the Gemara in Kuftes means Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, what we mean in Daf Yud Gimel and in Daf Lamed? The Sugadir means Epis Anders. Taken no Shaychas. It's a very big derech, especially Taisa said that we use the lashon nesuim arishonim apilim because we like the lashon dir. Hayos is not nesuim arishonim apilim. It's tchilas nesuim apilim. Taisa says we're using the lashon from the gemara dir. It's not. Sadoichak. Mikoyach dem Rebbe Elchanan learns the andere mahal. So again, but so how about this klo? That the first mahalach is no Nesro Michaim Bichlal, because there's no nefila. The nefila is b'shas misa. You can't say nesra. B'meli yesh lebonim as poshut. She's an erva and she became ois erva. Pshur herself, pshur as mutar. It's no nesra. The lomda says the shem tzor aser v'eschal mechaim. If the shem tzor aser v'eschal mechaim, b'meli she blyf the shem tzor aser. We ask what happens if the flamet will have a tzor as a kasha. And if them is a shverga, the gemor in kufches and kuftes. Dear lechur, we don't have a hesper. Dear lechur, we don't have a hesper. Lemaisa says she was divorced and now she's married again. Why I can't do Yibum? If we have Nesro, it's very Gishmak. She was Nesro, male, I can't do Yibum. But if we don't have Nesro, so why I can't do Yibum? So Rebel Chonon and Kevet Zahores, Simon Vov, Rebel Chonon comes with a new plan. Rebel Chonon comes with a new Hesper. How to be Masba the Indian. Zog Rebel Chonon Azek. Avade lemande omar nesuim orishoinim mapilim is sibas hazike v'sibas hanefile is mechaim. Sibas hazike v'sibas hanefile is mechaim. And bemele past yenesro. Past yenesro. Because the nefila is mechaim. Avadim, the nefila befoyal is b'shas mise. Obo sibas b'shem azike is mechaim. And if it's nesro shorachas, it's nesro ilomis. And the gemara in kufches and kuftes is givaldik. She was a skuka and she became divorced. She's a nesro. Lamadom ha-nesuim ha-rishonim ha-pilim. Lamadom ha-misum ha-pelas, she was never a skuka. For she was never nesro. She was never aimed le-yibum. Nesro is only if she's aimed le-yibum. So madom ha-nesuim ha-rishonim, she was aimed le-yibum, she's nesro. Lemadam al Sim Rishonim, Misa Mapele, she was never Nesro. So Avada Sidon Nesro. Sidon Mahalach for Nesro. Sidon Mahalach for Nesro. So we have the two kashas. So why, if she had kids and the kids die, you can't do Yibum? Why, if she had kids and the kids die, you can't do Yibum? Why you can't do Yibum? I'm saying, why you could do Yibum? Shalmi says you could do Yibum. It's not Nesro. Why Tesis in the Flam, it says if she was Achis Isha? And my wife dies, I'm allowed to marry her. Stuch Nesro. Zog Rebel Chonon, I'll be Masbe. When she's living, when he's living, she's Oymed Le'ibum. She's Zokuk Le'ibum. So you could go over to her to do Yibum? When your brother's living, you could take her? So maybe say Nesro also. So say Nesro, and you can't take her. So Cheshesish. Nesro for Cheshesish. Say Nesro. Say Nesro. This is the base was claiming if a Nida could do Yibum or not. Frek Nesro. Maybe Yishom is a Nida. Say Nesro. The Teretz is, the Geder of the Zikilim and the Oman Nesuim Apilim says, not marry her now. If she dies, if he dies, marry her. Right? She's aimed now that if he's dead, you'll do Yibum. This is the Chefzer of the Zikil. If he's dead, do Yibum. She's Oymed to... If he dies, she's Kukul Yibum. This is the Zikr. Zikoso is... Lekshayomus Tisyabet. Lekshayomus Tisyabet. That's the Zikr. Lekshayomus Tisyabet. So she's Zokuk Lekshayomus Tisdaket. Maybe you can't, now she can marry. It's not a spirit of the Zikr. The Zikr said, when he will not be around anymore, you have to do Yibum. Now he has kids. The Zikr says, if he will die without kids, I will do Yibum. This is the Zikr. The kids are not a stira to the Zikr. The same thing, the husband is living is not a stira. For sure, if he doesn't die, I don't have to do Yibum. If the kids don't die, I also don't have to do Yibum. But I'm dear for them, that if he and his kids are not around, I will do Yibum. So I'm dear for them. If he's not here, and his kids are not here, I will do Yibum. The same thing when he's living, it's not a stira to my Zikr. The Zikr, doesn't mean Zikr now. Means she's Zokuk that if he disappears, she will take care of it. If he disappears without kids, she will take care of this. That's the chafze. If he will not be here without kids, the mele, she will do Yibu. She will take care of it. That's the chafze. She's Zokuk to his misa without kids. So first kasha falls off, Zokuk Balchonon. You can't ask the kasha. Why when he has kids and he died, you don't say Nesro? How I'll say Nesro? This was the Zikr. The Zikr was that if he will die without kids, the same thing if she's an Erve. Not a spirit. If he will die and there will be no Erve in the house, she will do Yibum. It's really a bigger chiddush. Aber das ist der Sikke. She's oimed that if he dies and there's no disturb and there's no something that is stopping the yibu, then if he will die without the erve, aval she will do yibu. So mele is no nesro. There's no nesro because of the erve, and there's no nesro because it's kids. But what? While this is the time of the zikke, and this chelik is going like Reb Chaim, kimat. While this is the time of the zikke, so again, so chutz from tzora serve. The bar we have klor. The gemara in Daf Kuf Ches is givaldik. Why is givaldik? Because be'etzem she's a skuka. That if he dies and he doesn't have kids, she has to do yibum. And the minute that he divorces her, she will never do yibum anymore. She marries again to nuzach. So in that minute, she's nesra. She was zokuk that if he dies without kids and without erve, she will do yibum. And he divorced her, so he broke it. Nesra sho'aras, nesra ilomis. Lemadam ha'nesvim ha'rishenim ha'pilim. Lemadam ha'misim ha'peles. She was never zokuk. So beside the divorce, was never nesra. So the Gemara in Kubches is a rang that's very close. That she's zokuk that when he dies without kids, without erve, she's zokuk le'yibum. But male, if he divorces her, he stops that zike. And if he stops that zike, b'meile, there's no more mokim to do yibum. She's erva, she's nesro. Masha'enkin, if another mitzvah ma'pele, she was never zokuk. Masha'enkin, when she had kids, her nishken nesro, dosi the zike. When she was erva, nishken nesro, dosi the zike. So now we have to explain what Argimor says that if she was a tzoras erva, right, if she was a tzoras erva in the beginning of the nesuim, so even if the bitter is dead, or the bitter is divorced out of the house, you can't marry the tzor. Why you can't marry the tzor? Why if the daughter is dead, or the daughter is divorced, you can't marry the tzor? Why you can't marry the tzor? What is the avonah in it? Who in this we don't have a hesper yet? Who in this we don't have a hesper? Why the man the Omar Nesuim Arishonim Apilim lo mitrachen tzazamen, zog Rebel Cholam. Leban the Omar Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, my brother is married my daughter in a tzoro, and the daughter dies or divorce, I'm not allowed to marry the tzoro. Zog Rebel Cholam, now it's very easy to explain it. It's very easy to explain it. Al derech Reb Chaim, but asach poshuter. I said the zikah starts Michaim. And she has the shame tzoras erva, Michaim. And that shame tzoras erva stays forever. That shame tzoras erva stays. Why? I want to explain. You don't have to say so tief like Reb Chaim. That is the time that gave her the name, gave her the tag. No. She's a tzoras erva. You're right. She said if she will not be a tzoras erva, she'll be mutter. She stays a tzoras erva. As even my brother dies, if she's a tzoras erva, she's a tzoras erva. This is the zman of the nefile. This is the zman of mapil. The Zman HaMapil is the whole marriage. If the whole marriage is the Zman HaMapil, if the whole Zman HaMapil is the Zman HaMarriage, B'meile Val, she's a Tzora Serve, she stays also. What? Why not? She stays a Tzora Spitoy. She's Neufel from all of this time. One big Nefila. And she's a Tzora Serve in that. She's a tzor of a bitter. As they, if the bitter dies after my brother died, it's possible that she was a tzor haserva. She has to be zakuk from the beginning of the marriage. She's zakuk the whole time. As we said, if the kids die, it's not a stira, because this the zikah said, that if the kids die, she'll be muta. If the elder will die, she'll be muta. But here, she's the tzor haserva. A minute. Zogdra Belchonon, and here's what all of you are trying to ask Be'etzem, just, I was saying the words, Belchonon speaks it out. Zogdra Belchonon, that what Reb Chaim asked on himself, that again, so we have a chiluk. We're saying one yesoid. Sidon Nesro Mechaim. Gmor Kufches. And Bonim and Elves Nishken Nesro, she was oimet to death, that this will stop, she'll be muta. Mashenge Tzoras Elves, she's a mitzis of a Tzoras Elves. Zogdra Belchonon, Lefidem, we'll go back to what Reb Chaim asked on himself. Face is said in Achis Isho, that if my brother is married to my wife's sister, and my wife dies, so I'm allowed to marry the Achis Isha. Why? She's not an Erva anymore. And we said, there's no Nesra. Frank Reb Chaim, but if she had a Tzoro, the Tzoro is a Tzoro Sel. So how Tzoro says that I'm allowed to marry her? I have a Tzoro Sel. Reb Chaim said, if you say Einech Enami, so she could ask her the Erva, within Tzoro Tzoros. So that's Rebel Chonon, if the way I'm saying it's not Emes. You were asking it before even on Reb Chaim, but now it's Poshet, Rebel Cholot. I'm also because she's a tzoras erva. We ask why the erva herself you don't tell me nesra? Because I'm saying, forget, she's zokuk to yibum if the erva will die. If the erva will disappear. She's a tzoras erva, calls man the shame erva is the erva. But if the erva is muter, the tzoras erva is also muter. The tzoras erva can be worse from the erva. While the erva is muter liyibum later, the tzoras is also muter liyibum. The tzoras gets the halachas of the erva. If the erva is muter, the tzoras is also muter. What? Oh, so you're asking Be'etzem, so why I didn't say it before in Reb Chaim? Also Reb Chaim, what Reb Chaim said? That the erva is muter, after it's muter, so the tzoras... Reb Chaim was mechadet that there's a new shame of tzoras erva, and you get that tag and it doesn't disappear. So even if the erva stopped to be an erva, oh, but you get the shame tzoras erva, you got it. It stays. We don't know what Reb Chaim exactly meant. Reb Chaim is saying, no lomdus. Reb Chaim is saying, we're not saying you get names. Reb Chaim says one thing. The yibum starts from there. Just the kids are not a stira because this was the gather of the yibum. The elv is not a stira. This is the gather of the yibum. If tomorrow to be taken care, it's okay. So the same thing, the tzoras erva. If the erva is oisa erva, so the tzoras erva is not a tzoras erva. If the erva stay the erva, she's not in the house, doesn't make a difference. And that time, she's the tzoras erva. But the same thing we're saying that the erva is muta. Because, so no, Lefi Reb Chaim, we go to the step on top of both of these mahalachim. Lefi Reb Chaim, the mahalach is no tzoras erva, is no neser bichlal. Be'etzem, everything starts b'shas misa. No, the shame, you could get a shame, Michai. And that shame tzoras erva, you get Michai. Mashenkin bonim and erva, lemaisa now she's mutar, you're allowed to do yibum. So mel Reb Chaim gefreik, even though the achrisisha is mutar, but the shame you got. Say the shame is totally mechates. This was Reb Chaim. We had a kasha from Kufzayin, from Kufches Kuftes. Reb Chaim is saying it's a nefila mechayim. And b'meila if you divorce her, it's a nesro. It's a nefila mechayim. Why the kids don't ask her in that nefila? Because this is the gather of that nefila. Doesn't mean nefila now. It's a nefila for later. This means if the erva changes, it's a nefila for later. Of the tzoras erva, if then she's a tzoras erva, she's already patur death. Just as if the erva changes, the nefila was for later. So if the shame tzoras erva, if the erva changes, the man is muta. This is the avon. And this hezbel, Rebbe Cholon himself and Simen Vov Ois Vov frekta kasha. I mean, the hezbel is givaldik. Says one thing he doesn't understand. He doesn't like his own hezbel. Zok Rebbe Cholon. Everything is gone. Everything stems with his hezbel. What we said, Pshat in the Gemara in Kuftes. She was married and divorced and remarried. It's Nesro. Came on, she Nesro, Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. She was Zokuk Liibum, and she stopped to be Zokuk Liibum, so now I can't take her again. Fayk Rebbe Chonon, he understands. Mashenkel, Manama, Misa Mapeles, is no Nesro. Fayk Rebbe Chonon, he doesn't know what is the word Nesro means. Fayk Rebbe Chonon, and Vov Simen Vov. What is this word Nesro means? Nesro shoachas nesro ilomis. Frank Rebbe Cholon Azay. Lemanda Oma Misa Mapeles. So she was married, divorced, and remarried, and dies. You could do yibum. Aye, she was a shesach from yesterday. What is the answer? Aye, she was a shesach yesterday. So she got divorced, and you remarried. And now you die. So you can't do yibum. You could do yibum Lemanda Oma Misa Mapeles. Aye, she was a shesach from yesterday. What does it tell? But she was a Ishesach. And that Ishesach is no mitzvah yibum. The Teretz is, the mitzvah yibum is matir ala isur Ishesach. Even a Ishesach that doesn't have a reason for yibum. I mean, the other mitzvah mapeles. I married a lady, divorced her, remarried and died. I'm allowed to do yibum. She is also a Ishesach from yesterday. What is the Teretz? I'm allowed to do yibum to Ishesach. Why am I the other mitzvah nesui mapilim I'm not allowed to do? Because she was Nesra. What does this word Nesra mean? You're right, that Ishesach doesn't have a Heter Yibum. And anyway, it doesn't have a Heter Yibum. But I have a new Heter Yibum. So normally you tell me, it's no Darchinoyam. Why is no Darchinoyam? It's a new Nefile. What's past the Darchinoyam? Nesra, normally the Zika is not Nischadish. I don't need that Zika, I have a new Zika. What Nesra is that? It's a Eliki word, she was Nesra. She's Ishesach. What could be her name of the Aveira? Normally we say a lady that Nesro is no new reason to do Yibum. Even though the kids die after it, after the Misa, Nesro Shoachas. She was a Chisisha, the Erve dies, Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. Here, Lema, the Oma Misa Mapeles, you don't have a problem that the first marriage was also. Because you have a new reason. So what is the Pshat Lema, the Oma Nesruim HaRishonim Mapilim, Sidon Nesro? We explained the Gemara very Gishmak. Nesro. Was a Zikin, was a Nesro. But, behind, I want to explain. In our sugi, if you will find me a Nesro, it's Givaldi. You're speaking of the same brother, he was married to this lady, in the middle of the marriage was a problem, Sidon Nesro. But there's a new marriage. So the first marriage was Nesro, so what? Can I cook an innovating? Simon Vav Ois Vav. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow is two Zachar. First, because it's the Kippur Cotton, the Shira will be 11:30. I want to start in time because must be early that we could get into Yom Kippur Cotton. Und ich bete, to send the Rebbe Chonon in the Veinik. And if you have time to see the Imre Moshe there, he's Pesach to me, Yashiv Alt, of a life to life.